Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include 4 U.S. congressmen urge China's president to release 8 recently arrested Falun Gong practitioners. Across the Taiwan Strait, different attitude towards peaceful meditation. Berlin, forum on China's organ harvesting held in advance of China-Germany human rights dialogue. Sweden, Falun Gong presentation a popular attraction at Health and Wellness Expo. Prison guards and inmates learn the remarkable benefits of Falun Dafa. And Falun Gong Information Day held in Basel, Switzerland. Now for the stories.
4 U.S. congressmen urge China's president to release 8 recently arrested Falun Gong practitioners. 4 members of the U.S. Congress wrote to Chinese President Xi Jinping on October 25th, urging him to release Ms. Deng Kuiping and 7 other Falun Gong practitioners detained in China. Ms. Deng's mother works at the University of South Florida. The letter was initiated by Representative Dennis Ross of Florida and co-signed by Representative Bill Johnson of Ohio, Representative David Valadao of California, and Representative Gus Bilirakis of Florida. The letter states, "We, the undersigned members of the United States Congress, are concerned about the well-being of prisoners of conscience in China, particularly Falun Gong practitioners serving time in jails and detention centers for refusing to renounce their belief in Falun Gong. A Florida state resident has implored us to address her concern for her mother and friends, who are currently detained in her hometown." They listed the 8 practitioners in the letter who were arrested for distributing Falun Gong information materials to passers-by. The U.S. representatives urged President Xi to release the practitioners who are being detained for their beliefs. The letter from the congressman states, "We understand that the families of the above Falun Gong practitioners were harassed and threatened by the police and local politics and law committee staff. We humbly call upon your government to consider the concerns we have shared on behalf of the families of these practitioners. We respectfully ask that you stop the persecution of all Falun Gong practitioners, as well as all prisoners of conscience. We ask you to respect their rights of freedom, of their chosen belief, and allow them to reunite with their families as soon as possible. We thank you in advance for your consideration of our concerns, and please know that we will continue to monitor this situation."
Across Taiwan Strait, different attitude towards peaceful meditation. The Fun Guandu Festival, one of the biggest events in Taipei, Taiwan, took place in Guandu Nature Park on October 29, 2016. Falun Dafa practitioners participated with a waist drum team, Heavenly Girls, and other performances which drew applause from spectators. But across the Taiwan Strait, practitioners in Fujian Province and the rest of China have been facing severe suppression for practicing the same meditation. Over 3,000 people participated in the parade. Among them, the Falun Dafa practitioners received much applause from the onlookers. One of them said, "This is spectacular." Another remarked, "Falun Dafa is great." The head of Guandu's Fideli Village was excited to see the Falun Dafa practitioners and said, "They are always here helping us get healthier and happier. Their performance today is especially wonderful." He said that Falun Dafa was a highlight of the event. In contrast, in China's Fujian province, Miss Ruan, 54, a woman who lives in the countryside, began practicing Falun Dafa in 1998, and her illnesses disappeared soon after. She has been arrested and detained 4 times for her belief. At the Fujian women's labor camp, officials forcibly performed surgery on her, despite her good health. At the Ningda Detention Center, guards ordered inmates to drag her through a pile of trash and force-fed her with rotten garbage and plastic. After filing a criminal complaint against former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin for persecuting Falun Dafa, Ms. Ruan was arrested by officials on September 1st and sent to a mental hospital on September 30th for further persecution. Ms. Ruan's experience is only one example of Falun Dafa practitioners being persecuted for their belief in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. According to reports received by the Minghui website, at least 839 incidents have occurred in which practitioners were targeted for their faith in September 2016 alone.
Berlin, Forum on China's Organ Harvesting, held in advance of China-German Human Rights Dialogue. A forum on state-sanctioned organ harvesting atrocities in China was hosted by the World Organization to investigate the persecution of Falun Gong in Berlin, Germany, on October 28th. Officials' human rights dialogues will be held in early November between China and Germany, as well as between China and the European Union. Local politicians and medical professionals advocated for more attention to be focused on the illicit organ harvesting practices in China, whereby prisoners of conscience, most of whom practice Falun Gong, are custom killed for their organs. They indicated that they were working on a bill to ban travel to China for organ transplants and to deny entry to those involved in illegal organ trafficking. MP Martin Patzelt is from the former East Germany. When he was young, he believed that the Communist Party would collapse. He remarked in the opening of the forum, "Live organ harvesting has been going on for more than 10 years. It has not reduced, but has increased. The many ways the news has been spread to the world are still not enough. How can we tolerate this crime and keep silent?" He continued that it is unprecedented that a country participates in forced live organ harvesting for profit. If we do not work for human rights on this issue, we have to ask ourselves whether we are even human. Former Vice Chairman of European Parliament Edward McMillan Scott sent a letter to the forum. He stated he met with a Falun Gong practitioner 10 years ago in China who witnessed his friend's corpse with all his vital organs removed. The friend was a Falun Gong practitioner. U.S. Senior House Representative Chris Smith also sent a letter to the forum. He stated that China's effort to eliminate Falun Gong these past 17 years is the biggest crime of the 21st century and is the biggest disgrace in Chinese history. The director of the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong introduced the newest results of the investigation. He pointed out China's organ transplantation increased exponentially since the CCP's initiation of the persecution in 1999. The waiting time for organs is extremely short. The investigation was based on the media reports in China and websites of hospitals and other official sources. Based on the Chinese media reports, live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners is continuing. The waiting time for a liver transplantation is 2 to 3 years on average in many countries. The waiting time in China was 1 to 2 weeks after 1999. The shortest was only a few hours. One can even order a kidney, liver, and heart. This indicates that there is a large live donor bank in which the donors have no freedom and wait to be killed for their organs.
Sweden, Falun Gong presentation, a popular attraction at Health and Wellness Expo. Falun Gong practitioners in Sweden return to the country's largest annual health and wellness expo, the Harmony Expo, held in Solna on October 29th and 30th. Many visitors took an interest in this ancient Chinese cultivation practice, which is also known as Falun Dafa. Many people visited the Falun Gong booth to purchase books and exercise instruction DVDs. As the room for the Falun Gong presentation filled up on the first day, the organizer helped arrange a bigger room for the second day's presentation. Many visitors registered to attend the Falun Gong introductory workshop to be held in Stockholm, while others got information on practice sites in other cities. Visitors also raised many questions regarding the persecution of such a peaceful practice in China. They were shocked to learn that the Chinese Communist regime has gone so far as harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners for profit. They signed a petition calling for an end to the atrocity. A longtime fan of Qigong, Ellen was intrigued by the three words truthfulness, compassion, forbearance as she passed by the Falun Gong booth. She said, "My entire body felt relaxed when I came to this booth." She said that she did not dare to learn about Falun Gong before because she had believed the Chinese regime's propaganda rebroadcast by the Swedish media. After learning the real story behind the persecution, she realized that Falun Gong was what she had been looking for. She said, "I'll definitely learn Falun Gong. I wish I'd learned this sooner."
prison guards and inmates learn the remarkable benefits of Falun Dafa. I taught school for 30 years and never thought I would be imprisoned for striving to be a good person who lived by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I began the practice of Falun Dafa in the latter half of 2011. Soon after beginning the practice, all of my illnesses disappeared. I let go of my bad habits, including smoking, drinking, and playing cards. My personality changed from being selfish to one of caring about others. When handing out Falun Dafa informational materials in late August 2015, I was arrested. I was held in a local detention center for over 2 months for refusing to slander Falun Dafa. I refused to recite the prison rules or do hard labor. The guards and I agreed that I would work but would not be given a quota, and I did not have to recite the prison rules. I crossed my legs in the lotus position one evening for a while after dinner. The head inmate reported me to the guard, and I was given a warning. I looked around at my cellmates, which were suspected murderers, rapists, drug addicts, drug dealers, and other law violators. I felt upset in my heart for having to stay in the same cell with them simply because I practiced Falun Dafa. I then remembered Master's words, quote, "In every situation we should be good to others and be kind to people," unquote, from Duan Falun. I thus decided to show the inmates the value of Falun Dafa's principles. I was assigned to wash dishes and made sure that they were spotless. I also helped some inmates reach their quotas. The food in the detention center was terrible, so I bought some extra food and shared it with inmates who did not have any money. They treated me better because I was kind to everyone. An inmate said that everything was much cleaner since I arrived at the center. An inmate who was a suspected drug dealer told his cellmates in a low voice, "I will practice Falun Dafa after I get out. He practices Falun Dafa and is different from all of us. He really cares about us." After some time, the inmates started gathering around me and listened as I talked about Falun Dafa. I told them about the Tiananmen self-immolation hoax, why the Chinese Communist Party persecutes Falun Dafa, and why each person needs to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. I also told them many stories about Falun Dafa. The inmates began to greet me with both of their hands together while saying Falun Dafa is good, truthful, compassion, forbearance is good. I taught the inmates about Chinese culture being imparted by the heavens, and that in the past, Chinese people believed in gods and respected heaven and earth. I also explained how they valued virtue and understood that doing good would result in rewards, while doing bad would result in retribution. The inmates listened very carefully, and one said, "If I had known this earlier, I would not be here now."
Falun Gong Information Day, held in Basel, Switzerland. Falun Gong practitioners from Switzerland, Germany, and France held a Falun Gong Information Day in downtown Basel, the third largest city in Switzerland, on October 29, 2016. The activity exposed the persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese Communist Party, and signatures were collected on a petition calling for an end to the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living practitioners. The activity was held on a road leading to two large commercial districts, next to the bridge on the Rhine. It happened to be the day a trade show was being held in Basel. Many Chinese people approached the Falun Gong booth. Some were on their way to the trade show, and some were students or tourists. Falun Gong practitioners took the opportunity to tell them the facts about the persecution and helped many quit the communist organizations they had joined. One middle-aged Chinese man had heard about the persecution, but he hesitated to withdraw from the communist organizations at first. A practitioner told him the difference between loving the country and loving the party, and that being patriotic didn't mean he had to agree with the crimes of the Communist Party. The man thought it was right. He happily quit the Youth League and took a picture with the practitioner before he left. Another middle-aged Chinese man greeted a Falun Gong practitioner by saying, "Good man." He said that Falun Gong practitioners were very good people. The practitioner told him about the importance of seeing through the CCP's lies about Falun Gong. The man said he had received truth clarification information through phone calls, flyers, and text messages in China. He had also seen Falun Gong activities overseas. After hearing about the significance of quitting the communist organizations, the man easily decided to quit the Youth League and Young Pioneer communist organizations. Local residents and tourists from other countries showed great support for Falun Gong practitioners' work to stop the persecution. One man said it was terrible for the Chinese government to commit crimes such as organ harvesting, and that it was a crime against humanity. He said it challenged the basis of human rights. He asked, "What can I do to stop this crime?" He signed all the available petitions at the Falun Gong booth. Some people became interested in learning Falun Gong, and some pressed their hands in front of their chest to thank the Falun Gong practitioners. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.